Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the Psalms right now, and today I'm reading Psalm 108 of the ESV, the English Standard Version, and this is what it says. This is a Psalm of David. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness, with exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. Oh, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread upon our foes. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it is vain to trust in the salvation of people. It is vain to look to somebody else for deliverance. It is vain to think that we in our own strength can deliver ourselves. This is vanity of all vanities, which we talk a lot about that in Ecclesiastes, right? futility of all futilities, because our strength is small, Lord. But through you and through the strength of the Holy Spirit within us, we shall do valiantly. And what a beautiful word, valiant. It just has this kind of connotation of honor. I pray we would be people of honor today who take the high road, even when it's more, when it's easier to take the low road, to be kind when we're tempted to be unkind, to speak life over someone rather than cursing someone, to choose to forgive rather than holding a grudge. And Lord, I know that that is so, so hard. It's so hard to forgive those who have hurt us or forgive those who have hurt our children or our families, to forgive and to pardon. But we are more like you when we pardon. And so teach us and encourage us to be pardoners as you are. Lord, help us to cry aloud with David, my heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Lord, may it be that when we worship you today, whether it be in the quiet of a closet or outside in the wilderness, seeing your beauty or under a starlit sky, that our souls would rise up within us and worship you with abandon, just knowing that you are worthy of all of our praise. Lord, help us to give thanks to you among others, sing praises to you among the nations. And so we do at this moment lift up the nations to you. We lift up those nations whose God is not the Lord, and those are most nations on the earth, right? And we pray for salvation for those who are far from you. We pray for dreams and visitations in the night. We pray for a great transition from people who are running away from you to people who are running to you. Lord, you are the great wooer of hearts, and so we pray you would woo those who are far from you to you today. Lord, we choose to say, be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory be all over the earth. We want to see deliverance. We want to see many, many people come to know you. We pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would send workers out into the field. As a former missionary, and I guess we're all missionaries as Christians and Christ followers, but as a former missionary to France, I lift up that nation to you, and I lift up those listening today from France, and I pray for revival. I pray that the citizens of that country would see their futility in turning to gods that are not gods at all. And I know that there's a lot of really dark things going on there and in other parts of the world. And so, Lord, would you prevail there? Would you triumph over the enemy there? Would you bring people to you? Would you spark revival? And Lord, I know that revival comes on the heels of repentance. And so, of course, we pray for our own land that we live in. all over the world. We pray for our own land, and may that revival begin with us, and may that repentance begin with us. We ask for forgiveness in the ways that we have lived our lives solely for ourselves and in our own strength, and we ask that you would help us to be strong only in you. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, precious, powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record a prayer request. I will pray for it on the first Sunday of the month. And if you'd like to leave a review, that would really help as well. So you can just, wherever you're listening to this, leave a review. You can just add some stars, I like stars, or a couple sentences about how this podcast has been helpful to you. Recently got one from the UK, and that made me really excited. So thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.